You're listening to SBS News.
California, the first state in America to put in place a coronavirus lockdown, is now ushering in what's been called the state's grand opening.
Today is a day to celebrate. A day is a day to, you know, reconnect with strangers, loved ones, family members, give people hugs, remind them we're not out of the woods, and also remind it we're all in this together.
That was California's Governor Gavin Newsom celebrating what he's calling the state's reopening at the Universal Studios theme park in Los Angeles. The move is giving San Francisco's Mayor London Breed something to cheer about too.
Let's live again. Let's enjoy life again. Let's enjoy the freedom of finally seeing faces again in person.
California now has one of the lowest rates of coronavirus infections in America, below 1%. Mayor Breed acknowledged the state's hard work and sacrifice so far.
We shut down first. We were criticized for shutting down first. And now we're being praised as one of the densest cities in the country, having one of the lowest infection rates, one of the lowest death rates, and over 80% of residents of San Francisco have been vaccinated. It's an incredible accomplishment.
Disneyland has also opened to tourists after only allowing California residents to visit since it reopened in April. Most of the state's COVID restrictions have been lifted, with Californians farewelling social distancing rules and capacity limits at restaurants, bars, supermarkets, gyms and stadiums. In New York City, the 70% of adults who have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine have been praised. State Governor Andrew Cuomo celebrated that milestone by easing many of the state's remaining social distancing rules, but adding a note of caution.
All the state-mandated restrictions are lifted on commercial, social settings, sports and recreation, construction, manufacturing, retail, buildings, all across the board. We can get back to living and businesses can open because the state mandates are gone. Social gathering restrictions, the capacity restrictions, the health screenings, the cleaning and disinfecting protocols. I'm not giving up my hand sanitizer just yet, by the way.
The United States is distributing $1.25 billion to hundreds of community lenders hurt by the pandemic. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's a necessary economic recovery boost for small businesses and disadvantaged business owners.
Small businesses, of course, are at the center of this reimagining. Small businesses create jobs. Small businesses create wealth. Small businesses employ half of America's workforce. And small businesses keep our nation competitive. And small businesses are critical, therefore, to our nation's future. Right now, small business owners don't just need relief. They need access to capital. That was true before the pandemic, and it remains true today.
Mexico also hopes to boost its vaccination rates to levels similar to the U.S. cities they adjoin. Mexico has received 1.35 million doses of Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines donated by the U.S. In Argentina, the health minister says the country's COVID-19 vaccination program is about to speed up, with more than 20 million doses being delivered in the coming days. To Africa and in Uganda, police officers have detained several people who had gathered at a bar in violation of a nightly coronavirus curfew. Kampala Metropolitan Police spokesperson Luke Oweseguri said the suspects were found drinking at the establishment at 10 p.m., 3 hours after the beginning of the curfew.
The president gave a directive that all businesses by 7 should be closed, and this by 10 was open. And likewise, we shall be having statements from the owners of the premise to understand why they were open by that time, and the fact that some of the suspects were found drinking. And during the operation, we saw a couple of them run away, flee the scene.
The ongoing crackdown comes as Uganda battles an increase in coronavirus cases. South Africa has also faced a rapid surge of COVID cases and hospitalizations. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says the country will have to return to tighter restrictions on public gatherings and liquor sales.
In view of the rising infections, the cabinet has therefore decided to move the country to alert level 3. This will take effect later this evening once the regulations have been gazetted. This means that, one, the hours of curfew will start at 10 p.m. and end at 4 a.m.
Non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars, and fitness centres will need to close by 9 p.m. to allow their employees and customers to travel home before the start of the curfew. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.